In Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, the Arab population has grown rapidly in recent years, and that growth and political clout have prompted one local activist to declare her intent to become the first hijab-wearing public official in America. But another longtime resident, a Tea Party conservative who has fought against the Islamic Cultural Center at Park 51 and other mosque projects, the changes in the neighborhood have been alienating. WNYC's Arun Vainagopal reports.
Years before the World Trade Center attacks and before he became a favorite of the Tea Party, Andy Sullivan was a professional full-contact fighter.
I mean, I remember one time this guy kneed me in the face so hard that my bottom teeth came out. I had like a slit my teeth went through because I wasn't wearing a mouthpiece on the bottom. It was nuts.
Sullivan and I met at an Italian sidewalk cafe near his home in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, where he grew up. These days, Sullivan's a construction supervisor who still considers himself a warrior. Only now, he's taking on what he sees as the threat of Islamic extremism. But he says his cause has nothing to do with race or religion.
I don't care if a bunch of Swiss people come over here looking to, you know, I don't know, beat us with watches. I'll be there to fight them, you know, if they're going to mess with us.
On 9/11, Sullivan and his co-workers were at a construction site near the World Trade Center and served as first responders. But the attacks were personal, claiming the life of someone he was involved with outside his marriage.
My girl, her name was Jody. She was working for Cantor Fitzgerald.
You were involved with her?
Yeah. It was an inappropriate relationship. I mean, I've known her since we were 14. We've been seeing each other forever.
Sullivan's marriage fell apart. He continued to agonize over the death of his girlfriend, Jody Tepidino, and developed an addiction to painkillers. In time, he cleaned himself up and became an activist, rallying union leaders to oppose the Lower Manhattan trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the 9/11 mastermind. Last year, he organized a boycott of construction workers against Park 51. The very idea of a mosque near Ground Zero, he said, felt like having to go through yet another funeral for Jody.
Just when you think you've processed all the grief, all the pain, all the misery, and you begin the healing process, and you think you're going to move on with your life, and all of a sudden, boom.
Sullivan continues to fight a proposed mosque in Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn.
I've seen the pattern, Arun, and you notice, like, at first, a small percentage of Muslims come into an area, and they're very nice. And then comes, you know, centers and mosques, and it seems like not so much assimilation as domination.
Sullivan's views on Islam and immigration have earned him national support from the Tea Party, which backed him during his recent attempt to win Anthony Weiner's congressional seat. That campaign fell short, and now Sullivan's looking for his next shot at public office. He thinks many voters are like himself, worried about the influx of Muslim immigrants.
If you go to Dearborn, Michigan, you'll see it, because I was there.
What about Bay Ridge?
Bay Ridge, too. You go 20 or 30 blocks from here, you will see a radically different place. And especially the place that I grew up in, it's gone. I mean, they call Bay Ridge Beirut, you know?
Algerians, where you at?
Just about 20 blocks from where Sullivan and I met, around 3,000 Arab New Yorkers converged in a park for the 5th annual Arab American Bazaar. The MC and organizer, Linda Sarsour, wore a long-sleeve top despite the heat and a hijab.
All right, now, my people, you ready? Ahel Palestine!
Like Andy Sullivan, Sarsour was raised in Bay Ridge, and her professional life has been shaped almost entirely by the attacks. Just a few months after 9/11, she joined the Arab American Association of New York, dealing with hate crimes and bullying cases in the city's school system. Today, she's the group's executive director and isn't coy about her political ambitions.
I think many people in our community know that I'm interested in a city office, particularly a city council seat, and many elected officials know that too.
Sarsour's defense of the Arab and Muslim communities have caused her to be smeared by opponents and seen her organization's office vandalized. At the same time, she and her community have managed to build relationships with some of New York's best-known politicians, some of whom take the stage to address the crowd.
I consider Muslims my brother, and I would love to have your support in the special election on September 13th.
Elected officials are invited all over the place, and they have a very limited time. But the fact that they come here means that they recognize us as an important ally.
If and when Sarsour runs for office, she thinks she'll have a shot because she's built bridges. And because her community wants someone who looks like them.
Someone who understands their struggles, someone who's a child of immigrants, someone who's went to New York City public school, someone who's a mom and has children. I relate a lot to this community, but I also relate a lot to the other allies that we have, the other ethnic communities in our area.
The streets around Sarsour's office nearby are filled with Arab fashion boutiques, restaurants, and sweet shops.
Women in hijab, you have women in niqab, you have people wearing ethnic clothing, you hear people speaking in Arabic and smell the different foods in the neighborhood. I mean, it's just literally when I walk the streets, I think I'm like in Ramallah in Palestine or in Beirut in Lebanon.
That's exactly the kind of scene that has Andy Sullivan and his allies worried. But Sarsour says she doesn't take her opponents that seriously and even welcomes the backlash.
Like when people see me and they're like, oh, Linda Sarsour, so they Google me again. And like my hits just keep getting better. They're like basically our free publicists. So unfortunately, they're paying to bring us down and they're actually paying to bring us up, which I'm very happy with.
More importantly, she thinks her community is completely behind her.
And I think now they say sometimes jokes in front of me, like, here is the next congresswoman, like just as a joke. And I kind of feel like telling them, that's not really that funny. I think, you know, I could do it.
Linda Sarsour says that if everything works out, she'll be elected to public office in 2017. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.